'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award winner John Legend has been keeping busy during the pandemic. He's made appearances at virtual fundraisers, including one for Joe Biden. He has continued to serve as a coach on the latest season of The Voice, and he released a new album called Bigger Love. John Legend joins me now. Welcome. And it must be strange to release an album at a time like this.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because we didn't plan this album as an album that we would put out during a global pandemic. We wrote the songs in 2019, early 2020. But, you know, circumstances transpired the way that they did. And we had made an album that was full of love and joy and human connection, and we felt like it was the right music for the people right now.
Let's listen to a little bit of another song. This is Conversations in the Dark.
Talk, let's have conversations in the dark. World is sleeping, I'm awake with you. With you. Why? Movies that we both already seen. I ain't even looking at the screen. It's true, I got my eyes on you.
And you say, John Legend, tell us about this one, because it feels very personal when you listen to it.
Well, absolutely. It's about those intimate moments you have in your relationship with your partner or your loved one. You know, those moments when you tell your secrets, you have those intimate conversations. And you know, I think one of the things that I like to do in my songs is talk about those personal moments, but also make songs that are really universal, because everybody has those kinds of feelings and those kinds of moments in their lives.
Well, and you've said that this entire album is largely inspired by your wife, Chrissy Teigen.
Quite a bit of it is. Some of it, you know, is about other situations in my life, but you know, I think it's important for artists to write from their own experience. It helps you write authentically and write in a way that really cuts through.
How has life been with the two of you and your two kids during the pandemic?
You know, we've made the most of it. I think, obviously, we're very fortunate. We have plenty of resources, and, you know, we have a pool in the backyard, and Chrissy's so creative with them and finding ways to keep them entertained. And I would have never been able to spend this much time with my kids, I think, pretty much ever, if this pandemic hadn't happened. And so that's one of the silver linings.
Are they musical yet?
They definitely love music. They love singing along to the records that I play for them, whether it's my own record or, you know, records from the Disney movies they like. We have dance parties with them, just the four of us. And it's hard to tell if they'll be actually good at performing any of it yet, or if they'll take an interest in learning an instrument or learning to sing, but clearly they love music.
Yeah, I have to say, as the child of two classical pianists, I had to decide at a young age, being probably 12 or 13, that I was never going to be as good as them. So it was time to find another profession.
Yeah, it's interesting when you have parents that do what we do in such a high profile way, you know, how you figure out your own thing and what excites you and what you're passionate about. And I want to give them as much freedom as possible to explore and figure out what they really love. But also, I think it's important that once they do figure that out, that someone in their lives tells them that they can't take shortcuts to getting good at it. They have to spend some time on it, work hard. And the best people at any profession usually have some innate talent, but they spend a lot of time cultivating it as well.
You do have a 20-year-old guest musician on this album, one of a number of guest musicians, and that is the Jamaican reggae singer Koffi, who appears on the song Don't Walk Away. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
There's so much more I want to say.
Take time, fragile is my love. Yeah. I ain't ever giving up. Yeah. Give you my life, I would. I'll stand by you, bad times and good. I can't really cope like this. When you say you don't know me, oh, I can't we slow things down? Won't you put your love on me?
phone call. Baby, don't go. You are my love, so me give you my heart. I don't mind holding you, so you don't fall.
Now, she's only 20 years old, but she is already a Grammy winner. Tell us about why you decided to collaborate with her and what you think she brings to your music.
Well, I decided to collaborate with her before the Grammys, but I got a chance to meet her during Grammy weekend this year, and she won Best Reggae Album, and she's the first female artist to ever win Best Reggae Album. She's also the youngest artist ever to win Best Reggae Album, so she's truly a young phenom. And when I made this song, I made it with a guy named Stephen McGregor, who goes by the name of DaGenius. I was thinking it would be great to feature a Jamaican artist on the song. And Coffee was, you know, she was coming up and she was doing big things and getting a lot of buzz. And I listened to a bit of her work and was like, she's the perfect person. And so I was planning to reach out to her, but I happened to meet her at the Grammys. And I told her, oh, we have this song I really want you to be a part of. And she graced us with her presence.
I know that when you were much younger, you got to work with Lauryn Hill. Did this feel like you were on the other side of that this time?
Well, you know, with Lauryn, she didn't even know who I was when I walked in the studio. I was just a friend of a friend and was hanging out. She didn't know I was a musician yet until like the middle of the session. So I was truly plucked from obscurity when she asked me to play the piano and Everything Is Everything. So I wasn't nearly as far along as Coffee is now, as she guests on my album. And, you know, I feel very fortunate that Coffee agreed to do it. Her name means a lot in the world of folks that listen to Caribbean music.
I just want to briefly ask you about politics, because just days ago you appeared at a big fundraiser for Joe Biden. Yeah. What are you thinking about as we head into this election in November?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, America makes the right decision. We've seen, 3.5 years of chaos and division and bigotry and poor leadership has wrought. And it's abundantly clear that Trump cannot get a second term.
Well, what do you say to young people, especially who maybe supported Bernie Sanders in the primary, who don't believe Joe Biden is going to bring real change for them and maybe won't show up to vote for him?
I really believe we don't have the luxury of being that picky. I didn't support Biden in the primary. I supported Elizabeth Warren. But the Democratic Party, the people that comprise the Democratic Party and showed up for these primary elections and caucuses, they chose Joe Biden. And I think Joe Biden has done a really good job of reaching out to the left side of the Democratic Party and incorporating a lot of their ideas that he wasn't trumpeting before.
Do you think he should pick Warren as his VP?
I think she would be a great choice, but I also think there are other great choices. But I believe the VP isn't as important as all the other cabinet officials and advisors that he has on his team, because what that will show, Elizabeth Warren always says, personnel is policy. And I think that's a good way to look at it, because not only is he going to be asking a VP to campaign with him, but he's going to be hiring a Treasury Secretary and a Attorney General and you know, all these folks that are going to have a lot of sway in the policies of his government. And it might even be useful for Vice President Biden to, in advance of the election, let people know what kinds of people he's looking to bring on in those positions.
Do you ever want to get into politics yourself?
I am into politics right now. I feel like the way
run for office, though?
The way that I'm involved. Yeah, I do not want to run for office. I use my position and my platform to try to be a part of the conversation in a major way. And I'll continue to do that. And I don't want to run for office.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day.
I want to ask you one more thing, because you are one of only 16 people in the world to have scored an EGOT, winning
yes,
an Emmy,
just had
a Grammy.
New, club member inducted.
Oh, really? A new club member. Okay. Do you guys meet?
Yes, because it was 15
meetings
before this week, and Alan Menken just got, I believe, an Emmy, and now it's 16.
And you guys don't have dinner parties or anything like that?
We don't.
With all the EGOT
we did kind of a faux EGOT thing for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. but it wasn't a true convening of all the EGOTs that are alive.
Well, what does that mean to you to have won all of those awards?
Oh, well, it's obviously a huge honor and puts me in very rare company. What it makes me really think about is the projects that helped me get there. Not only the albums I've made to win Grammys, but, you know, being a part of the movie Selma with Common and being part of a really fun production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Those are the memories I have whenever I think about winning an EGOT. And it makes me feel really grateful and fortunate that I've been able to do the kinds of things I've been able to do in my career.
That is John Legend, whose latest album is called Bigger Love. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I want to drive you wild, wild, wild.
And because of the pandemic, the tour for John Legend's new album will not take place until next year. You're listening to Here and Now.